God can do something here tonight. Hallelujah. As I was praying today, I was thinking, Lord, you can fill somebody with the Holy Ghost in this house tonight. If you're tonight and you don't know him through the power of the Holy Ghost, you can before you leave. Amen. All it takes is a willing heart, repentance, just telling God, I'm sorry for my life. I'm sorry for my sin. I'm sorry for everything. You see, sin is not a problem with God. He can take care of it tonight. Then the Bible said that we are to be buried in water in the name of Jesus Christ. And we've got water here tonight that we can take you down in the name of Jesus. You see, it's not the water that washes away your sin, but it's the blood that's applied in that water in the name of Jesus Christ. And hallelujah. And you can come up a new creature, a new person, a new man. The Bible said the old man is passed away, is gone. He's not there anymore. And in his place is a new man. Hallelujah. And you can be new tonight in this house. And then the infilling of the Holy Ghost. That's when God's Spirit comes in and indwells your heart. And you do something you've never done before. You speak in a language that you've never spoken in before, that you don't understand. But let me tell you, God understands and God knows tonight. And God can do it in this house tonight. He is still filling folks with the Holy Ghost. Do you believe it, church? Hallelujah. Let's give him praise tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. God bless you. If you want to turn as you remain standing in your Bible to Hebrews chapter 12, I'm going to read three verses here, and then we'll try to lay this out for you and see what God will do in the house. Hallelujah. Amen. I count it a privilege to be here and to stand behind this pulpit and deliver the word of the Lord. And I know I say this every time that I stand here, but I don't take this lightly. And God has given me something fresh every time that I've come here. And I believe that God spoke this to my heart this week. And maybe it's just for one person tonight. I don't know. But church, if you'll just preach with the preacher and let's pray and believe God for a miracle to take place in this house tonight. Do you believe he can do it? Amen. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse number 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endureth such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. I want to read this same three scripture passages from another translation. And it's from the Message, and this is how it reads. It says in verse 1, and I'm sorry I don't have it to put on the screen, but you do have it. The Message. I don't know if you have that or not. Yeah. Verse 1. Do you see what this means? All these pioneers who blazed the way. All these veterans cheering us on. It means we'd better get on with it. Start running and never quit. No extra spiritual fat. No parasitic sins. I like the way they put that. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed. That exhilarating finish in and with God, he could put up with anything along the way. Cross, shame, whatever. And now he's there in the place of honor, right alongside God. When you find yourself flagging in your faith. Go over that story again, item by item, that long litany of hostility he plowed through that will shoot adrenaline into your souls. Hallelujah. Look into Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to, I don't really have a title for this tonight, but besides just one word, and that one word is opportunity. Would you lift your hands and love him tonight? Thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand. Thank you, Lord, for your powerful word that we have heard in the house tonight. Lord, you know who is here in this place. You know their heart. You know where they're living. It's already been said in this service. You are concerned about the minute details of our lives, God. Lord, move upon every heart and every soul in this place. Let your word go forth tonight, never to return void. Honor it in Jesus' name. We give you praise tonight, and we give you thanks tonight. Hallelujah. Give God praise before you're seated. Hallelujah. Do you love him? Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. Thank you, Sister Bonnie. Amen. As I was studying and meditating on this service this week, I began to think about, Brother Corey, that this is the last service of the year 2005. This is it. And this is after this service, this year will be gone. And to think about what lies ahead for us in the year 2006, one word kept coming to my mind, and the Holy Ghost was speaking this word into my heart, and that one word was simply opportunity. Opportunity. And I began to think about this word opportunity and what significance it had on this year, and what it means for the coming year that we are facing. One thing is certain, it doesn't take a genius, Brother Roman, to figure this out, is 2005 is gone. It's gone forever. You can't bring it back. You can't go back. You can't turn the clock back. You can't go back and redo something that has already passed. It's gone. It's passed. It's finished. This year has already been written in the history pages of time. Whatever you were going to do, whatever you were going to accomplish this year, and for whatever reason didn't make it or you didn't complete it, it's too late to do it in 2005. Amen? It has slipped past. That opportunity of this year, Brother Randy, has slipped. It's gone forever. Never to be able to get it back again. Never to see it again. And as that, the word opportunity kept gnawing at my heart, I went to the dictionary and I looked up the word opportunity. And this is what it said. It simply means a favorable or advantageous circumstance or combination of circumstances. A favorable or suitable occasion of time. And so I thought about that, Brother Carr, and immediately I was thinking, well, what does that mean in common language? And it could be something like this. It could be an opening, a chance, or your big break. You know, my dad used to say years ago growing up, he said, my ship's coming in. You know, one day my ship's coming in. And, you know, we're going to be somebody when my ship comes in. You know, and year after year, the ship didn't come in. You know, the opportunity passed or whatever, the big break didn't come. And we've all heard the familiar cliches when it comes to opportunity. And we've all heard, you know, when opportunity knocks, open the door. Or if opportunity doesn't knock, build a door so that it can knock. And I found a couple of more of these I want to read to you. Opportunity is as scarce as oxygen. Men fairly breathe it and do not know it. Mark Twain said, I was seldom able to see an opportunity until it has ceased to be one. And then Thomas Edison said it like this, opportunity is missed by most people because it's dressed in overalls and looks like work. Opportunity. Every day is an opportunity to make a new happy ending. And we could go on and on and on with this. But when you think of opportunity, maybe the first thing that comes to your mind might be career, a job, a business, or possessions, or a house, or cars, or whatever, a chance to get somewhere in this life, to be somebody in this life, to be, you know, if you're thinking in the carnal, to be another Bill Gates or a Michael Dell or a Sam Walton or whatever. And you look at these men that seize the opportunity of their day. And sometimes we don't see the opportunity until it passes us by. It's been said that hindsight is 20/20. It's easy to look back and see what you should have done. That's easy to do. Can somebody say amen? A missed opportunity. How many times, husbands, have we opened our mouth when we should have kept it shut? And then after we opened it, we thought, you dummy. That was the stupidest, if that's a word, thing that you could say. And how many times have you wished you could roll the clock back? Rewind that day's tape. And do it again. But you can't. Because that opportunity is past. It's gone forever. Let me give you an example of a missed opportunity. And I'm still speaking in the natural tonight. And I promise you we're not gonna be here long. Let me give you an example. Have you ever heard of this little company from Arkansas called Walmart? Has anybody ever heard of that? Little unknown company called Walmart. Well, believe it or not, there was a time in history that it was little and that it was unknown. Amen. A man by the name of Sam Walton, in his well into his 40s, I believe I was reading, began his company. But the part I want to focus or give to you tonight is this. Let's go back about 30 years. And in 1970, Walmart became a public company and they issued their IPO, their initial stock. And the information that I read, and I had the opportunity about 3 or 4 years ago when I was doing some travel, and I was in Bentonville, Arkansas, and I had the chance, opportunity, to go into the Sam Walton Walmart Museum. Our visitor center. They had a really nice setup there in the very first Five and Dime store that Sam Walton owned, and you can go through and take the tour. And it had a lot of things about the company and about Sam, and all kind of interesting facts and figures. And it had his famous pickup truck there on display, the one that they said he drove around for years to all the stores and talked with all the employees and all of that. But there was a part when I was walking by and I saw the information about the stock and the value of the company. And but I found this new information on the internet, and it said, had you invested in 1970 $1,000 in Walmart, just $1,000, and left it there, today it would be worth over $5 million. You know, and you're like, man, why didn't I think of that? You know, I mean, why didn't I think about that, you know, 30 years ago? I was 10 years old. I could have scraped up $1,000 and, you know, if I could have just had the opportunity to do that. But, Brother Dykes, that's gone. You know, you're not going to buy Walmart stock and get rich now because it's just, you know, it's past. It's gone. Talk about a missed opportunity. And you might be saying in your mind, if I could just turn back the clock, go back in time, take advantage of a missed opportunity, things would be different in my life. You may be thinking of things that happened just this year, things that took place in your life just this year. And as we come to the close of another year, you may be pondering, and everybody is, and the world is going crazy. And, you know, I heard a commercial on the radio the other day about, you know, New Year's resolutions and quit smoking and all of this stuff and get the patch and do all of this and make a resolution. And, you know, everybody's saying, I'm going to lose weight and I'm going to, you know, run and I'm going to exercise more and I'm going to, you know, we all say that and it lasts maybe about a week. So you're pondering in your mind all the things that have happened this year, and you think back in January of last year, all the resolutions and all the commitments and all the things you promised you were going to do. And now at the close of this year, you look at it and you say, that opportunity's passed. I've missed it again. I've missed it. 2006 is just around the corner. But you see, I'm not here tonight to focus on what you didn't do in 2005. You know, you may have missed the boat on Walmart or Yahoo or eBay, and you didn't make a lot of money in those ventures. And you may be thinking about some missed opportunities. But I want to let somebody know here tonight that your opportunity in the kingdom of God is not totally lost. Hallelujah. You still have a chance to do something for God in 2006. Don't let the devil tell you that your opportunity is gone, is past, is done for. It didn't happen this year. You may be thinking it didn't take place. I didn't get my dream. I didn't do what I wanted to do. I didn't obtain what I wanted to obtain in the kingdom of God. But the word in the house is still, there is an opportunity. Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward. The key to seizing the opportunity of this brand new year is get it in your mind. I'm going to forget about what I didn't do yesterday. I'm going to forget about what I didn't do last week. Amen. But I'm going to focus on what I can do today. Can somebody say amen? You can't do anything about 2005, but there's dawning a new day. There's dawning a new opportunity. There's dawning a new chance in your life that you can do it. And the Lord spoke this to my heart this week. Psalms 150 and verse number 6, Brother Peter. The Bible said that let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. And the Message, I love reading the translation that they do it in. And it simply says it this way. Let every living, breathing creature praise God. I want you to look at your neighbor tonight and I want you to ask them. It's very important that they answer you now. I want you to ask them, are you breathing? If you're not, we got problems. If they said yes, then I want you to look at them again and tell them, there's hope for you. I want you to look at them and tell them, there's hope for you. Amen. Look at them again and say, then praise God. The Bible said, let everything that hath breath praise God. I don't care what you did last week. I don't care what you did last month. I don't care what happened in 2005. It's a new day. It's a new opportunity. And you know something? You may find a preacher, but you're not going to find it in this one. You may find a preacher to tell you it's over, it's done for, it's too late. I'm not going to tell you that. Only God knows when it's too late. My Bible said as long as you got breath, as long as you got breath, Brother Ted, as long as you got breath, the Bible said praise Him. There's hope. There's opportunity. Somebody say opportunity. Hallelujah. Amen. Clap your hands to the Lord again. Amen. 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 You may have missed the boat on making $1 million in 2005. But God's saying the opportunity of a lifetime is still knocking at your door. It's still knocking. Young person, opportunity is still knocking. There's still time to get on fire for God. It's not too late. Mom and dad, it's not too late to get on fire. It's not too late to get consecrated and dedicated to the things and the cause of God. Amen. 2006 can be a banner year for you. Something that you've never experienced in your life. Hallelujah. Do you want it to happen? Do you want it to happen? Hallelujah. A fresh start. Unlike missing that great opportunity of the stock market or whatever that you missed in the natural, you can desire to be all. And I know the Army used to use this phrase, be all that you can be in the Army. But let me tell you something. You can be all that you can be in God's Army. All it takes is a made-up mind, a determination, come hell or high water, I'm going to be here when the dust settles. Amen, amen, amen. I'm not going anywhere. Hallelujah. Opportunity is still alive. Maybe you were tripped up by the enemy. Maybe you've been knocked down. But get up. The Bible said, lift up your heads, O ye gates. And be ye lift up ye everlasting doors. That's when the King of Glory is going to come in. Hallelujah. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. For when I what? For when I fall or when I stumble, I'm going to stay there. I'm going to stay down. I'm going to cry. I'm going to wallow in my self-pity. I'm going to tell myself there's no hope. I'm going to just quit and give up. But that's not what it said. When I fall, I shall arise. You've got to have a made-up mind tonight that 2006 is going to be a good year for me. It's going to be a good year, hallelujah, for me and my family. Devil, you're not getting my family. Devil, you're not coming into my home. Hallelujah. I'm determined to see it happen. Hope lies ahead. Hope lies ahead. And let me tell you something. As you're walking, Sister Bonnie, you get ready and give us hope. I want to read Hebrews chapter 12 again. And I want to read it in this translation from the Message. Because it just brings it to light. When you're in your journey, on your journey, and living for God, and things seem to get in a rut, things seem to not have the flavor that it once had. Hebrews chapter 12 said, keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. Study how He did it. Study how He did it. Because He never lost sight of where He was headed. That exhilarating finish in and with God, He could put up with anything along the way. We're to be Christ-like. He is our example. said along the way, the cross, the shame, whatever, he endured it. And now he's in a place of honor. Then it said in verse 3, when you find yourself flagging in your faith, when the luster's not there and you just, you know, I think I'll just stay home tonight. It's just Wednesday night. You know, the pastor's not here, and I know that old Freeman's probably going to be preaching. And you know, maybe I'll just log into the internet. Maybe I won't. You know, your faith is failing. You know, it's like the zeal is not there. And I don't know where I'm headed. I like this, folks. This is powerful. It said, go over that story again. What story? The story of how Christ did it. How he endured the shame of the cross. How he made it all the way to Calvary. How he did it for you and how he did it for me. He shed his blood. He gave it all. It said, go over that story again. Item by item. That long litany of hostility. Being pierced and ridiculed and spit on. And what he plowed through. And it said, that will shoot adrenaline into your souls. You know, and I was reading this today, Sister Rose, and I begin to think, I want to add just a little bit to that. Think about what God did for you. He came to this earth, robed himself in flesh, became the sacrifice that you might be saved. That you don't have to spend an eternity in hell. That he came so that you might have life and have it more abundantly. But when you're failing in your faith, or when you're feeling sorry for yourself, or when it's the zeal and the excitement is just not there like it used to be, it said, go over the story again. But I want to also add to that and tell you, I want you to stop wherever you are. If you're at home or you're driving down the road or wherever it is that feeling or that attitude comes into your heart, I want you to stop and I want you to just start to think of the goodness of Jesus. I want you to begin to think about all the things that he's done for you. I want you to think about all the times that he healed you. All the times that you were driving down the road and you that near miss, you brushed it off as coincidence. Or the time that he touched your babies, or the time that he gave you a new job, or whatever he did for you. But more important than that, I want you to stop and think about the day that he came down and he saved your soul. The day that you repented of your sins and he washed them away and he made you a new creature. Hallelujah. Think about those things. You can be victorious. You can seize on the opportunity that is before you and what God wants to do. And let me tell you, what it takes is a simple made up mind. Would you stand to your feet tonight? It takes a simple made up mind. I'm going to seize on this opportunity that is before me. I'm not going another day, another month, another year, another time. It's my day. Somebody say it's my day. It's my opportunity. Hallelujah. Remember, Satan can't do anything that you don't allow him to do. No, the devil didn't make you do it. You are in control. You are in control. The Bible said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Opportunity is knocking. What am I going to do with it? What am I going to do with it? My mind immediately goes back to this time last year. What did I do with 2005? Well, I can't think of that no more because it's gone. I missed that. I've got a new year now. I've got a new opportunity, a new chance. What am I going to do with it? you can live for God. I was wondering if we could all just come, and if it's appropriate for you, and if there's a visitor with you, just ask them to come. We don't want to scare them or anything, and we're not going to throw nothing on you. And, you know, we're not going to make you do anything you don't want to do. If we could just come gather around tonight, the altar. Hallelujah. This is final service of 2005. You know, I just want to tell you tonight, and I feel this in the Holy Ghost. I just want to tell you, just in case somebody hadn't told you lately, you can live for God. You can live for God. You don't have to listen to the devil. You don't have to listen to the enemy. You can be faithful. You can serve the Lord with gladness and joy. It can happen. You hold the key. Each and every one of you here tonight, you hold the key to your opportunity, to your chance, to your future, to what God has in store for you tonight. Let me tell you, in the Holy Ghost, there's no devil mean enough. There's no mountain high enough. There's no valley wide enough. There's no trial hard enough. There's no weapon strong enough. And there's no world big enough to keep you from living for God. If you make up your mind, Brother D'Antoine, if we got a made up mind, it happens here first. I'm going to serve the Lord. Say that right now. I'm going to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm persuaded that nothing's going to stop me. I want you tonight, just in your own way, if you want to lift your hands, if you want to bow your head, however you want to do it tonight, I want you to just make a commitment to God. If you want to do it, now don't do it if you don't want to do it. But if you have a desire to live for God, if you have a desire for the things of God, why don't you just lift your voice to the Lord tonight and tell Him, God, I want to live for you, Jesus. I want to live for you, Jesus. I'm not going to dwell on whatever missed opportunities I missed or didn't have or didn't take. But I want to live for you today. There's a new dawning, a new day, a new age, a new opportunity, God. And I want to live for you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Nobody can stop you from living for God. Nothing can stand in your way if you make up your mind. No friend, no relative, no pressure, nobody. Nothing. But you've got to make up your mind, determined to do it. I want you to do that for just a few moments tonight. Just talk to the Lord in your own way. Sing it.
No matter what tomorrow brings, or what it has in store, I know that I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord.
Appropriate for you tonight. Why don't you lean over and touch somebody? Lay your hand on them tonight and pray for them. Amen. Pray for them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And if you feel led, just tell them, I believe you can live for God. I believe you can serve Him. I believe you can do it. Hallelujah. I got faith in you. I'm going to pray for you. No matter what tomorrow brings,
I know that
I'm going to going to serve you, Jesus. I'm going to praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the Holy Ghost is moving throughout this altar area tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to praise you, Jesus. I'm going to praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Opportunity is still knocking. Opportunity is still here. Hallelujah. I will praise. I will praise. I will praise. I will praise. Hallelujah. I will praise you, Jesus. I will praise you, Lord. I will praise you, Lord. No matter, no matter, no matter. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I know that I will praise the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Lift up the name of Jesus. There's faith in this house tonight. There's faith in this house tonight. Hallelujah. 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 I will praise you. Lift your hands one more time. Lift your hands one more time. I don't want to rush. I don't want to rush this tonight. Hallelujah. I believe the Holy Ghost has spoken in this house tonight. In the name of Jesus. There is yet opportunity for you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I feel faith in the house. Amen. I've said I feel faith in the house. Clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. God's going to do some great things in you. Look at your neighbor and tell him God's going to do some things in you. God's going to use you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not by might nor by power, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. There's no telling what God's going to do in this church in 2006. I feel it tonight. God's going to do it. God's going to do it. But let me tell you something. He can do it. He's capable of doing it right by himself. But he's not. He's not going to do it. You see, he uses vessels. Thank you, brother. He uses vessels. That means you. That means me. In order to be used of God, we have to be on board. We have to be on board. And God's going to do it here in 2006. Do you believe it? Amen. God's going to do it in Alabama, Brother Roberts. 2006 revival. Amen. In this state, in this city, in your life, in your home. Amen. God bless you. Greet one another. This is the last service now. Cherish it. Fellowship with your brother, your sister. Don't cry about it, brother. There's new opportunities ahead for us.